Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Today is the 23rd of April, Thursday morning, 2020. And have you ever met someone who started a project and they just never seemed to get around to getting it finished? They, in a nutshell, were procrastinators. They seem to have every intention of getting the project done, but they just never quite could get it finished. There's a verse in the Bible that talks about someone not calculating all of the things they would need to finish. They didn't have enough. Didn't have enough material. Didn't have enough money. Didn't have enough labor resources. Didn't have enough finances. Have you ever started a project that you never got finished? And maybe over time you just got burnt out on it. I have written 3 or 4 books, and I can tell you it's a lot of work. It's a lot more work than what people realize. So, well, why are you bringing this up today? Well, because unlike man, God always finishes what he started. God always finishes what he starts. Can you imagine him stopping on the third day of creation? Saying, oh, I've had enough. I'm not going to keep on making all of these things. You know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God always finishes what he starts. Well, there's a lot of people in the Arminian circles that want to believe that man can stop what God starts. Man has the ability to stop what God starts. Well, Scripture tells us something to the contrary. In Philippians, the first chapter, in the 6th verse, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's quite a promise, is it not? Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. There's not any ifs, ands, or buts about that. And then we're told in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He authored it and he finished it. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And then we're told in Jude, verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding glory, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we're told in the 8th chapter of Romans, verses 35, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He also tells us that he has loved us with an everlasting love. His love is not temporary. His love is not fickle. His love is not here today and gone tomorrow. It's not like the four-leaf clover. He loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1:6. There are some people out there that say that you can never know you're one of his. You can't have assurance. You can't have confidence. The Apostle Paul says, being confident, this very thing, being confident. There are people out there that say, oh, you can only have hope. I don't want to hear about. I had one fellow tell me, I don't want to hear all these people talking about their assurance all the time. Well, I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which he's committed unto me against that day. I'm persuaded. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. But you know what? This earth is going to be destroyed by fire. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall all wax old as a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. I'm thankful for the everlasting love of God. I'm glad that it's not temporary. I'm glad that we cannot fall from his grace. I'm glad that nothing can separate us from his love. I'm glad that he that has begun a good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, there's times when we're going to fail and falter. There's times when we're going to be in a backslidden condition. But God is faithful. He will bring his children to repentance. He's given them everlasting life. His word will stand the test of time. He shed his precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, not for an iffy salvation, but for an absolute salvation. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and conformed to the image of his Son. But Jesus Christ never fails. His work is complete. That's why he said on the cross, it is finished. And we may go through a lot of trials and tribulations and testings and all kinds of things. But if the word of God is true, which it is, it tells us that he that has begun a good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Isaiah 43:1. 11 and 25. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgression for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Well, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. For who is God save the Lord, or who is the rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. By the grace of God I am what I am. Psalm 34:7-17, Deuteronomy 33:27, Hebrews 13:6, Proverbs 18:31-32, and 1 Corinthians 15:10. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm 23:3. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:27-28. Well, Scripture, the Bible, is full of Scriptures to give us assurance that God is faithful in completing what he starts. His word is unchanging. He's immutable. His decrees are set. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind there's an inner peace aglowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me, let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life, and may I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and I'm taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. Christ brings calm to the soul. When changes of wind blow, when it seems a mystery of which way I should go, Christ brings calm to my soul. When questions vex my mind, I've always found that in Christ I can find comfort, knowing he's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool waters of blessing he does for me arrange. And Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise his holy name when I take my last breath. Well, I'm glad to know that God finishes what he starts. I'm glad to know that the work was finished. Jesus Christ said it on the cross, it is finished. I'm glad to know that he's the author and finisher of our faith. I'm glad to know that he that hath begun a good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, and that nothing can separate us from the love of God. I want to end with this thought about courage. We are often exhorted by others to be encouraged. Where does courage and encouragement come from? It certainly does not come from us. Encouragement comes from the source of all things, and in Christ we should only trust. If we trust in ourselves to keep ourselves encouraged, we will ultimately only be discouraged. For in Him we live and move and have our being. So our Creator and Redeemer Savior will our encouragement bring. Well, I hope today finds you in good stead, trusting in the shed blood of Jesus Christ for your sins. I hope that you believe, you've been given the faith to believe that what he has started, he will finish. He that hath begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. It's my prayer, God bless.